Hot enough for ya?
The naval officer asked as he held open the door for her. Kate McCallan gave him a friendly smile, but internally rolled her eyes. Intellectually, she knew the Middle Eastern country of Bahrain was going to be a lot warmer than she was used to feeling back in San Diego, but she hadn't been prepared for exactly how hot it was. Thank you, she told him after she quickly walked through the door and headed for the elevator. She was running late this morning, otherwise she would have taken the stairs. She wasn't an exerciser. She'd rather be sitting in a chair on the beach with her toes in the water, drinking a margarita, than going to the gym, taking a jog, or playing volleyball for fun. But since she'd been in Bahrain, she'd started taking the stairs to her third-floor office because her lack of movement was almost embarrassing. There was no way she was going to take a run out in the heat, and she very rarely left the safety of her apartment, except when on the American naval base southeast of the city of Manama. She impatiently hit the button and sighed in relief when the doors opened almost immediately. Kate slipped into the elevator and hit the button for the third floor. Just as the doors were closing, a large hand caught them and they reopened. Resisting the urge to sigh in irritation, Kate moved to the back of the small space, giving the three men room to enter. She looked up at them with wide eyes. She'd been working in the country for 4 months now and had seen her share of good-looking men in uniform, but these men, who seemed to take up every inch of space in the small elevator, were hands down the hottest men she'd seen yet. All three had dark beards covering the bottom half of their faces, but it was the first man who'd entered who Kate couldn't take her eyes off of. Lush was the only way she could describe his dark hair. It was longer than his friend's hair, and she had the sudden urge to run her fingers through it to see if it was as soft as it looked. All three men were taller than she was, but that wasn't saying much, as she was only 5'5". He had dark eyes that seemed to latch onto hers when he entered the elevator. His nose was a bit crooked, but it gave his face character. He was muscular and had a larger build than the other two men with him. He wasn't only taller than them, he was bigger in every sense of the word. He made her think of late nights and cuddling on the couch.
"Morning,"
the man said in a deep voice. His lips were quirked upward as if he found something amusing, and Kate knew she was blushing. "Hi," she mumbled and looked down at the briefcase in her hands. The elevator lurched as it began its upward trajectory, and Kate held her breath as she pressed her lips together. She wanted to flirt with the man, wanted to have the confidence to look him in the eye and smile. But that wasn't who she was. She wasn't exactly shy, but she didn't have confidence when it came to men. She was much more comfortable fading into the background and observing people. She found out a ton of information that way, like the time she'd learned that her supposed best friend in high school secretly asked out the boy Kate had a crush on, or when she'd overheard one of her TAs in college telling a girl in the class, who he'd been dating, what was going to be on the final exam, which subsequently helped Kate pass the class. And when she'd heard a naval officer back in San Diego bitching to a coworker about how much contractors made when they volunteered to work overseas, when stateside employees didn't get the same bump in pay. Hence why she was in Bahrain at the moment.
"I swear, this place gets hotter with every trip," one of the men grumbled. "Global warming and all that,"
another said, more to himself than his friends. The third man didn't comment. Kate kept her eyes on her fingers and willed the elevator to move faster.
"Is it always this hot in here?"
the first man asked. Knowing she couldn't exactly pretend she hadn't heard him, Kate finally looked up. The man who'd asked had a closely cut beard, and his hair was almost shaved on the sides while longer on top.